survey, 68% of voters say corporations should not take public stance on abortion. By Nick Gilbertson on June 26, 2022. A survey has found that most voters believe corporations should not advocate for or against abortion rights on behalf of their workers. The Suffolk University/USA Today survey was conducted between June 12 to 15 and released Wednesday ahead of the Supreme Court's landmark decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case Friday, which overruled the long-standing Roe v. Wade decision. Respondents were asked if they believe corporations have a responsibility to speak out on abortion rights on behalf of their workers, in support or opposition, or should corporations not take a stand? A whopping 67.5% said corporations should not speak out one way or another on the matter. Those who said corporations should come out in support made up 27% of participants, while another 2.8% said corporations should voice opposition. The survey also asked participants, would a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade make you more or less likely to vote in November, or would it have no effect? The vast majority of participants, 76.6%, stated that overruling the 1973 decision would have no effect on their likeliness to vote, while 19.7% said they would be more likely to cast a ballot and another 1.1% said they would be less likely to vote. Of respondents, 14.6% said that abortion is the most important issue to their vote in the upcoming midterm elections, while another 62% stated it is an important issue, but it's not the most important issue. Nearly 21% said the matter was not important to their vote. When asked whether abortion or the state of the economy is a more critical issue, 66.2% said the economy, and 23.3% said abortion. The other 10.5% were undecided. The survey indicated that the majority of Americans, 60.3%, support abortions in the first trimester of pregnancy, as 28.9% voiced their opposition to abortions in the first 3 months. However, the numbers essentially flipped regarding support for midterm abortions, with 55.8% opposing abortions in the second trimester while 29.6% supported midterm abortions. The trend continued on the issue of late-term abortions, with 67.2% voicing opposition and 18.6% expressing their support. The survey sampled 1,000 registered voters from all 50 states in addition to the District of Columbia, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. The Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe came in a 5-4 decision, as Breitbart News reported. Roe was handed down in 1973 in a 7-2 decision, holding that the U.S. Constitution includes a constitutional right to abortion, despite the fact that abortion is not found in the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, and the nation went more than 180 years without ever noticing it existed. It has been one of the most divisive legal issues in American history. An early draft of Alito's opinion leaked in May, the first such leak of a full opinion in the 233-year history of the Supreme Court, leading the left to violent protests, including destroying a pro-life center in Wisconsin, vandalizing churches, and threatening protests at the home of conservatives' justices in violation of federal law. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, No. 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.